This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1116, how Vanessa went from a 6 to a 7 in IELTS writing.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
Today you'll meet 3 Keys student Vanessa, who got an 8.5 in reading, but got nervous and received a 6 in writing. Find out what she did to fix that writing score and how you can fix your own IELTS writing woes.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners and YouTube subscribers. We have a special guest today on the show, Vanessa. Welcome to IELTS Energy.
Hello, everyone. Thanks, Jessica.
Our pleasure. Vanessa is here because she won the Writing Wizard contest last month. And what is amazing here, guys, is the improvement, the increase she has made in her writing score. So let's start with the beginning of this story. Okay. Vanessa, have you taken the IELTS test before?
Yes, I took the test October 2nd this year.
Okay. And were you a 3 Keys student at that time?
Yes, I enrolled in the 3 Keys course in July.
All right, fantastic. So I want to talk about your 2 amazing scores here first, because this is, I know we're here to talk about writing, but you know, I want to talk about everything. So what were your listening and reading scores?
I scored 7.5 in listening and 8.5 in reading.
Okay, that's amazing. That's so incredible. Guys, 7.5 and 8.5. So before we get to the writing, Vanessa, these are amazing scores, okay? Can you give any tips to our listeners for such incredible listening and reading scores?
Sure. Follow the tricky strategies, all the steps, because it really makes difference.
Okay, like what, for example? Is there something that really helped you get that 8.5 on reading?
Yes, I discovered that I don't really need to read all the passage.
Yeah.
There is a strategy for it. You have to just scan, and looking for keywords. This is important.
Totally. Exactly. It's all about skimming, scanning, and reading for detail, guys. You cannot read every word. Listen to Vanessa. She got an 8.5 in reading. So strategies work. Strategies matter. Okay. So there was an issue, though, with writing. So let's get into this, because as I said, you won the Writing Wizard contest last month. Your task 2 essay was definitely a 7 or higher. That's why you won. But that's not what you got on your last exam, right? So let's dig into this. Let's talk about the difference in these scores. So what did you get on writing when you took IELTS?
When I took IELTS, I have really struggled with the task 1. I didn't know how to organize my ideas. Actually, I didn't know because I knew the strategies. Mm-hmm. However, I was too nervous. So I maybe I put every single number I saw in the graph, in the chart. I just put it the same.
Totally. So it's like sometimes, yeah, I mean, this can completely happen, right? You get nervous, you get scared, you start to panic, and all of this work you've done, all of these strategies just disappear. They just like float out of your head and you cannot find them anymore. Okay. So guys, if you put every number in your task one essay, you automatically get a 5 for task. Right away. Like I told Vanessa before we recorded, if you do that, you make the examiner's job easy because I don't have to think about your task score. It is an automatic 5. So that obviously did not help your writing score, right? If that happens on task one. So how do you feel about task one now? Have you worked more on it? Do you feel more confident about that?
I've been practicing, mainly the first step, that's planning. I am not that confident yet, but before we're talking today, maybe I will make it simple. It's important. And work hard to improve this grade.
Yeah. So guys, the writing wizard winner, every month we have a writing contest for 3Keys students. And if you win, you come on the show and you also get a free class, a free strategy session with me or Aubrey. So that's what Vanessa and I were talking about, but I want to share this advice with the whole world right now, guys. When you are planning for task one, you must keep it simple. You have to draw the line, which is organizing the numbers into two groups because you need two body paragraphs. That has to be done in the simplest way possible. And then without thinking, you can't think about it. You just have to use the strategies. You circle the highest, second highest, and lowest for each group. Okay. And this was Vanessa's issue, guys, not just being nervous on the test, but also thinking too much about organization. When we get complicated like that, guys, you're not depending on these simple strategies and you are making your essay messy, and that brings down your score automatically. So keep it simple, guys. All right, so let's get into task two, which is why we're here now. Vanessa, you noted before we started recording that the task two essay you sent us was a lot better than what you did on the exam. So I want to talk about those differences because these are great lessons for all the listeners out there, right? So can you tell us how you have improved your writing? What have you changed?
For sure. When I was writing this essay for the Wizard Contest, I was much more worried about try to think what I have missed when I did the test.
Perfect.
What was missing? So I realized that maybe I wasn't that specific for support my ideas, for support my arguments. Actually, I believe not even my arguments support my opinion. Thinking about it right now.
Maybe. Well, Let me interrupt you real fast because this is so funny. It's like, it's amazing that you got a 6 in this case for writing because like all of these things you're talking about, these are so central to a good writing score. You know what I mean? So this is very similar advice to what I just said for task one, guys. The same advice goes for task two. You must keep it simple. It has to be so direct, so literal in all of your ideas relating to the question, like simple and direct. If you can't do that, you can't get higher than a 6. So I love this. I love this growth that you yourself, like you realize this yourself, which I love a lot. Okay. So you made your ideas more specific, right? Does that mean you're brainstorming changed? Like, how did you change the brainstorming step?
Well, when I was when I was practicing before my test, I was thinking in the brainstorm as a step that I had to think about lots of ideas and maybe stick to the theme. Okay, I stick to the theme, but it was too broad, too general. This isn't that specific. And when I was writing the essay for the context, I realized, oh, but that doesn't mean that I agree or disagree or something. Maybe I should use a better, a more direct idea to support this.
Yeah.
And of course, I need to practice more now. My next test will be in December 10. So I have some time to practice.
Totally. You have more than enough time, Vanessa. You're going to be great. So this is the sort of the last takeaway that Vanessa already realized herself, by the way. But again, I want to share this with all the listeners out there. So often, guys, for both task one and task two, actually, it all comes down to the ideas. You know, everybody gets so worried about vocabulary and grammar. You know what? Like, those two things can be fine, but if your ideas aren't there, you can't get higher than a 6, right? So in task one, the ideas are the numbers. Like, those are the ideas, right? You have to give me very specific ideas or you get a 5 or lower for task. And then for task two, same thing, right? If you can't directly support your opinions with very specific details and examples, if your ideas are not connected to each other, 5 for cohesion, coherence, and task, right? So here's the last thing, guys. That is the step you need to practice more than anything, is the brainstorm. And Vanessa's going to do this week, right?
Yeah.
Get like 10 task one questions and just practice planning, right? And then do the same thing for task two. Get 10 task two questions and just practice brainstorming. You know, it's so funny because, Vanessa, right before we recorded, I had a personal coach class with a student, super high level. He's been in the States for like 7 years already. And it came down to the same piece of advice, guys. We have to simplify if you want a 7 or higher. I mean, so much comes down to that. All right, fantastic. So, Vanessa, do you have any last words of wisdom for our students today?
Yes, for the writing tasks, follow the templates. They are really important. Although I mess up all this thing about the ideas, I believe my task score rose for a 6 because of the templates. It's like a recipe, but you have to be flexible to use it. So use the templates of Tricky's IELTS.
That was the first thing that jumped out to me from your essay, is like, you're using the templates perfectly, right? Every sentence was appropriate and was expressed in the right way. So this is what, like, use the templates, but be flexible. You have to understand the template sentences to use them correctly. And Vanessa, you did that 100% correctly. And that was the first thing that jumped out at me from your essay. So you are definitely on track to get the writing score you need. So guys, if you want to see these amazing templates that Vanessa's talking about and the rest of the Three Keys system, check it out, guys, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, awesome. Vanessa, thank you so much. And I can't wait to see your next IELTS scores.
Nice. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.